I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 28th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will, believe it or not, be with you for the next 2 hours. And when I say believe it or not, I have to tell you, at 6 a.m. this morning, I was standing in an airport on the other side of the country without a return ticket. And I had plans to be out of town this week and do my broadcast, but it was cut short. And I was at the airport at 6 a.m. this morning, and thanks to a lot of fancy tap dancing, a lot of fast talking by me, and being a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth didn't hurt in this instance either. I happened to secure myself a flight, and I walked in the door about 3 minutes ago, and here I am. So, you know, the show must go on, and believe it or not, I'll go to great ends to report what I have to report to the listening audience. So, folks, I'll tell you what. I don't have a guest today. It's just going to be news and open line second hour. Tomorrow, or well, before I get into that, let me say this. Tonight, as a lot of you know, maybe some of you don't, is the President Bush's lie to the Union. Oh, I'm sorry. State of the Union address. It's going off tonight. So I thought in light of that, I'm going to bring you up to speed here, for those of you who don't know, with an article called The Man Behind the Curtain. But before I do that, I want to direct everybody into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. I've posted a clip to read up there. What's interesting is that I've got a clip up there of the Clintons I want you to take a look at. There's nothing to read, but Hillary Clinton, I believe, was at a fundraising rally in South Carolina, maybe it was. And what's interesting about this picture is three things. First of all, Bill Clinton on his lapel is wearing an eye, the sign of Osiris. Secondly, Chelsea Clinton has a nice picture of her. She has a cross around her neck, and the cross is inverted. Pay attention to that. But even more striking than all that, guys, is there's a great big American flag on the other end of the auditorium. And what's interesting about that flag is the stars are upside down. And I just thought that was interesting. I just wonder how many people, if any, in the audience even paid any attention to that. Because New World Order, occult, or masonry is written all over that. And for those of us that can see, it stands out like a glaring siren. I'm sorry. But for those of us who can't, it's time to wake them up. Show that picture to everybody you can, folks, because time is growing short, election's growing nearer, and I'm sure that you've noticed Ron Paul is nowhere in there, although he's running strong. They don't show him at all on the mainstream corporate-controlled media. Now, before I get started in this, I want to put a shout-out to my buddy at Cardivite, Don Wiskin. Folks, the reason I might be a little out of breath, I've been running around crazy getting back from the airport, but part of it's due to Cardivite. So give Don a call at 877-928-8822, and if you want to be running to your car from the airport and running up the stairs when you get home, that's what you need. 877-928-8822, and also don't forget John Onesti for your investment advice at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453 for stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, annuities, anything that you might want to move around, give John a call. He's a great guy. We'll be back in three with the American Awakening. I'm your guest host. It was almost a guest host. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll see you in three. Call your friends and neighbors. It'll be a good one today, folks. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from, well, it's not sunny, but it's good old Phoenix, Arizona. Now, remember, there's a Fox, or Fox, yeah, well, Fox too, probably. George Bush is coming on tonight with his Light of the Union address, and I thought it was apropos to read an article by Pastor Chuck Baldwin about this. And for those of you who don't already know, and I know most of you do, but I want to share this with you guys. Okay, this was Pastor Chuck Baldwin, newswithviews.com, called The Man Behind the Curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, is the famous quote from the Wizard of in the movie classic The Wizard of Oz. However, when it comes to national and international affairs, many, if not most Americans, seem to have taken the mythical wizard's advice. They seem oblivious to the man behind the curtain. And make no mistake about it, there is a man or a group of men behind the curtain. The American people seem mesmerized by the smoke and mirrors of the political and media elite. And for the most part, the people of this country seem totally unaware that while the global elite who run this country passionately promote the, quote, war on terrorism, unquote, those same elite are also violently attacking the liberties of the heartland, as we well know, with S-1959 and the hate crimes legislation, which we narrowly defeated, thanks to you guys. while they create a gargantuan Department of Homeland Security for our protection. They are using that very same department to eviscerate the constitutional protections of our republic, while they insist that we are dependent upon oil from Saudi Arabia. They are ignoring giant oil and natural gas discoveries located under the frozen tundra of our 49th state and other places. And those of you who listen to John's show, he's reported that a few times. I can't remember. There's a strait up there in Alaska somewhere where there's enough oil to, if it were pumped out, it would last us like 200 to 300 years. The elite have brilliantly turned the drumbeats of war against Islamofascism into a giant smokescreen to hide their insidious plans to wage a different kind of war against the American people. The war against the American people is waged on 100 fronts, as we all know, folks, because we're fighting it every day, and with 100 agendas. And if one doesn't work, they have them all just in line, one below the other, just waiting for the next one. But if one word seems to best describe the heart of the strategy, and that word is fear. The problem is, the man behind the curtain has misdirected people's fears. The American people are continually besieged with the imminent threat of what little pipsqueak pissant countries such as Iraq and Iran pose to the safety and security of America. And by the way, how many of you saw, I was sitting at the airport this morning, and how many of you saw on CNN the report about how they said that Saddam Hussein was lying to us all along, saying that he had weapons of mass destruction when he really didn't have weapons of mass destruction, but he wanted Iran to think he had weapons of mass destruction so they wouldn't attack him again. And that was a report by an FBI agent. Do you believe that one? Ponder that for a while. Let me continue here. Hogwash. Iraq was never an imminent threat to these United States and George W. Bush, our buddy who's coming on to talk to us tonight. And the rest of his globalist neocons always knew it. Neither is Iran an imminent threat to America. And the Bushkis know this, too. Iran does not even have the capability of inflicting serious damage upon Israel, much less the United States. It has a ragtag army, no navy, no air force, no nuclear weapons, no really sophisticated weapons of any kind. Oh, they harbor several thousand fanatical sand people who live in caves and who huddle together in antiquated forts. They carry AK-47s and some short-range shoulder-fired missile launchers. Yet the Bush propagandists have conservatives worked into a frenzy, all prepared to support a nuclear attack against Iran. Believe me, if Israel thought that Iran was a serious threat to its security, it has the ability to take that country further back into the Stone Age than it already is. Beyond that, if Bush believes that we are truly fighting a war against terrorists in Iraq, why does he give $20 billion worth of military weaponry to Saudi Arabia? Have you thought about that one? Have you ever seen or heard of a Saudi army? How about a Saudi navy? A Saudi air force? You haven't heard of it? Well, neither has anybody else. What we do hear from former CIA insiders is that much of any military hardware shipped to Saudi Arabia often winds up in the hands of Muslim terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda. Gee, I wonder why. Can you say Al-CIA-da? They're just channeling that money. What is that? What do they call that? Money laundering? Is that what that is? When they tell you it's going one place but it's really going another? Kind of a middleman type deal, isn't it? In addition, readers are aware that many, if not most, of the Al-Qaeda insurgents that are shooting and killing our soldiers and Marines in Iraq do not come from Iraq. They come from Saudi Arabia. So much for Bush's war on terrorism. What the globalists behind the curtain are doing is using the war on terrorism to distract the American people from the war they are waging against us. How else can one explain the fact that while the neocons are waving the war flag against a schizophrenic but impotent Iran, they totally ignore the very real threat posed by the People's Republic of China? If the American people want an enemy to be concerned about, China, not Iran, is the place to look. But do not ask Defense Secretary Robert Gates whether we should be concerned about Red China. He recently said, quote, I don't consider Red China an enemy, unquote. Pray tell, is Gates entirely stupid or just unbelievably naive? Or is he trying to deliberately deceive us? Besides the commonly reported foibles of Red China selling the United States tainted food, poison toys, and crappy automobiles tires, not to mention all the junk Americans are forced to buy, produced with slave labor, no less, the communist nation is also known to be sending hordes of spies into our country. They're using a multi-billion-dollar trade surplus with the United States to build a modern army and navy. In fact, they have developed a very sophisticated submarine fleet capable of delivering nuclear missiles, including some with multiple warheads, anywhere in the world. They routinely track our submarines and use satellite technology to track our troop movements. And speaking of satellites, when is the last time you heard any notable media personality or government spokesman acknowledge the fact that Red China is now even using advanced weaponry to shoot satellites out of the sky? You know, I just happened to see on mainstream TV, or it was yesterday or the day before, that there was a satellite that was going to be crashing to Earth, and CNN was reporting that. Did you see that, you guys? I don't watch much TV, but when I get out, I watch a little bit, and I happen to see that one. In fact, experts predict that by 2010, China will be able to knock out most of our satellites in low Earth orbit. You mean the man behind the curtain didn't tell you that? I wonder why. Plus, do not lose sight of the fact that China's growing military is underwritten by American corporations, along with the political establishment within both major parties. It is American technology, American materials, and American wealth that is enabling Red China to create a very sophisticated and menacing global threat. But again, the man behind the curtain does not want you to know that. Instead, the man behind the curtain, along with his water boys, Giuliani, Romney, Huckabee, and McCain, and members of the media, are facilitating Red China's usage of the Panama Canal and the new NAFTA superhighway to allow China to increase its foothold in the government and commercial markets of the United States. And don't overlook the fact that the communist country is not only buying up vast amounts of United States debts, it is buying up vast amounts of private debt. And we hear nary a peep from the man behind the curtain. The other thing the man behind the curtain does not want us to see is the impact that the forever war is having on our economy. America is being pushed to the brink of recession, maybe even depression. The chief culprit of our economic woes is excess federal spending, and the biggest hole in which all this deficit spending is being dumped is into none other than forever wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Nearly $1 trillion has already been spent or is in the process of being spent, and conservative estimates of an additional $1 trillion will be spent to fight this forever war in the near future. In addition, Bush's oil buddies have successfully manipulated the economy to the point that Americans are paying over $3 a gallon for regular gasoline. Diesel is running even higher than that. Now, gas was $1.25 a gallon when George W. Bush became president. You remember that, guys? And economists are predicting that gasoline will rise to over $4 a gallon in the very near future. At the same time, however, it is very likely that we discovered enough oil and natural gas reserves beneath the surface of Alaska and other places to supply all the oil and natural gas needs of the United States for the next 200 to 300 years. Now, I'm going to stop there. Remember, John has talked about that a couple of times. Lindsey Williams, of whom I've had on my show, has walked with the elite. He's been in the meetings with the elite, and you guys have heard him if you've been listening to my show for any length of time, and he affirms this as well. But guess what? Not only are we not bothering to drill for these resources, our government and oil industry moguls will not even acknowledge that such resources exist, just like they won't acknowledge that the Trans-Texas Corridor exists or the North American Union is being implemented. But that doesn't surprise us, does it? Once again, the old wizard creates his smoke and mirrors to implores us to ignore the man behind the curtain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have just scratched the surface, but the bottom line is this. We have been had. Furthermore, the only presidential candidate who understands any of this is Congressman Ron Paul, as we know. But don't expect any of our media or politically elite to get behind Mr. Paul. And I'll tell you why when I get back. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, American Awakening. More to come. Coming live to you from Phoenix, Arizona, believe it or not. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, I'm back, and I'm not backing down. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I still can't believe it, folks. It's been one weekend, one heck of a weekend. But anyway, get back where I was talking about. You know, Congressman Ron Paul, don't expect any of our media or political elite to get behind Mr. Paul. And I happened to notice when I was sitting at the airport, I saw a couple clips of you know, some of the debates and what was going on. And they always shine a light on McCain, gag me with a spoon, Romney, you know, Giuliani, and then on the Democratic side it's Hillary and Barack Obama. Edwards is, well, I've heard Taylor that he might drop out, okay, but nothing. I see nothing on Ron Paul. But this man is making a strong showing. The less we see of him, remember this, folks, the more they fear him. That's our job, is to get it out. Let me continue with this. We got to get the word out on Ron Paul. Why? The man behind the curtain doesn't like Ron Paul, and that's putting it mildly. He knows that Ron Paul threatens the global elite's Machiavellian plans more than any other single political figure in today's history, or recent history for that matter. This disdain for Dr. Paul does not apply to other Republicans, of course. The truth is, if the man behind the curtain has his way, he would much rather prefer an establishment Republican to be elected this November. Oh, don't get me wrong. Neither Hillary nor Obama will provide much resistance to the globalist goons that are hiding behind the curtain. It is just that when a liberal Democrat is in the White House, conservatives and Christians seem to come out of hibernation and actually start resisting some things. But when Republican is in the White House, the little goblins behind the curtain are free to wage their war of globalism and elitism against an unsuspecting and sleepy electorate. Therefore, it does not matter to a tinker's dam whether it is Giuliani, McCain, Huckabee, or Romney who wins the election this November. And I've said that before. They're all owned and controlled. I think that this is nothing more than a show anyway, folks. The man behind the curtain will still produce his smoke and mirrors and create more fear and panic over any and every convenient distraction in the hopes that the munchkins will not wake up in time to realize that the one who needs to be feared and fought is none other than the man behind the curtain. Now, I wanted to bring that up, folks, because remember, George Bush is doing his Lie to the Union address tonight. State of the Union address is what they want to call it. But I remember the last State of the Union address I saw, and it was a couple years ago, because I got so sick I wanted to stop listening. When I woke up and I started realizing all the lies that were being strewn about, I paid particular attention to the body language and the demeanor of George Bush and his little nefarious snickers and his sticking his tongue between his teeth and his little signs that he's making over to both sides of the aisle in the form of that, what do you call it, I don't even remember the name of it now, that two-fold thing, the Texas Longhorn salute or whatever it is. And what I'd like for you to do tonight, because I'm going to have Michael Rivero on my show, and I'm going to discuss this with him, get his take on it. I'm looking forward to that. I've been on this network almost a year, and I use whatreallyhappened.com, Michael Rivero's site, for a number of my news articles that I read. And I've even got a quote from him up on my website. Never met the man, never talked to the man, but I'm excited to have him come on my show. And I'm going to touch base with him on that and get his opinion about it. But what I'd like for you to do, guys, and when I open up the phone lines tomorrow, I'd like for you to pay close attention. If you watch the State of the Union address tonight, I want you to pay close attention to George Bush's body language. I want you to look at his lips. I want you to watch his little tongue, you know, stick between his teeth or make those signs. Because we, the ones that are awake, we know what's going on. But this time, do me a favor. Invite one of your neighbors or friends that doesn't know what's going on. And every time you bust him in a lie, every time you see something that he does or he makes a movement that you know he's about to lie, point that out to your friend or neighbor. Because, again, time is short. We've got to wake people up. Now, Ron Paul is making some strong moves here. Okay, he's got a showing well enough and he's collected enough money that it looks like he's going to be here, you know, through the onset, at least for quite some while to come. But the mainstream corporately controlled media isn't showing him at all. So it's up to us. Now, we've got a prime opportunity here, gang. We've got the Light of the Union address coming on tonight. And I know a lot of you out there, the veteran listeners, you guys, a lot of you are sharper than I am, okay? Take this as an opportunity to invite your friends and neighbors, or go out to your local pub around the corner that might have a dozen or two dozen or three dozen people watching. Point it out to them. Okay, plant that seed. Wake them up. You know, it's time, and I believe John's been reporting this, but I'm just, you know, it's time we started knocking on doors. I think RBN has got some more copies that, if they don't, they should have shortly, of Freedom to Fascism. Order some of them. You know, enclose it in the pamphlet. I think John's given out this pamphlet on Ron Paul along with it. Go knock on the doors of your neighbors over the weekend when you have some time. Meet your neighbors. Pass these out to them. Ask their opinion of it. Don't tell them, you know, it's mandatory that they watch it. Just ask for their opinion. Tell them that you had a look at this and you'd like to get their opinion because they're a very intelligent individual and you value their what they say. Open up their minds. Okay? This is a war. I've said this before, folks. This is a war for their minds. And as we've said before, I think this is it. If we don't get Ron Paul elected, it's all over but the shouting, guys. All right, we'll be back in three. Got some more news coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy here and what's going on in the mortgage market and so forth. See you in three. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to get into, you know, there's an article I found out of the Boston Globe, you know, talking about the economy. And, you know, we hear Bob Chapman. Matter of fact, what is today? No, he'll be on tomorrow on John's show about the hedge funds, derivatives, CDOs, mortgage-backed securities, and so forth. And I wanted to get into this a little bit because, I mean, look at what's going on here, folks. Gold is up again today, $17.70 an ounce. Last time I looked, the dollar's off 30. You know, China, all these foreign countries are dumping their dollar reserves. What's his name? Hugo Chavez is painted as part of the axis of evil. And the main reason he's doing this, or main reason they're doing that, is because, you know, he's setting up a banking cabal of five different countries down there in South America to totally get rid of the dollar altogether and quit using it. And they don't like that. And I may get into that a little bit later, but I want to go into this article in the Boston Globe here. It's called The Black Box Economy. Now, behind the recent bad news lurks a much deeper concern. The world economy is now being driven by a vast, secretive web of investments that might be out of anyone's control. Now, I read that first sentence, and I thought to myself what John and Bob Chapman were talking about is the banks don't even trust anybody anymore. They don't even trust each other. But let me continue with this. The past year has been a harrowing one for the world's financial markets, shaken by subprime crises, credit crunches, and other ills. Things have only gotten stranger in the past week, with stock prices swinging wildly in every major market, drastically down, then back up. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced the biggest cut in overnight lending rates in more than two decades. Congress, not to be outdone, is slapping together a massive deficit spending package aimed at giving the economy an emergency booster shot. And I'm sure you've heard the clips, or you've heard somebody reporting it on RBN about this tax incentive that they're going to give people next year of what, between $300 and $800 each, which might buy anywhere between, five and ten tanks of gas, you know, while they're reaping billions and billions and billions of dollars, raping the American public. Let me continue with this. Despite the anxiety, nobody is stockpiling canned goods just yet. The prevailing assumption in today's economy is that recessions and bear markets come and go, and that things will work out in the end, much as they have since the Great Depression. Now, that's because there's a collective confidence that the market is strong enough to correct itself, and that experts in charge of the financial system will understand how to mount a vigorous defense. The plunge protection team? Is that who they're talking about? Please. Continuing in. Should we be so confident this time? A handful of financial theorists and thinkers are now saying that we shouldn't. The drumbeat of bad news over the past year, they say, is only a symptom of something new and unsettling. A deeper change in the financial system that may leave regulators and even Congress powerless when they try to wield their usual tools. That something is the immense shadow economy of novel and poorly understood financial instruments created by hedge funds and investment banks over the past decade. A web of extraordinarily complex securities and wagers that has made the world's financial system so opaque and entangled that even many experts confess that they no longer understand how it works. And for those of you who have been listening, you know, a couple of shows over the last week or two, I've been talking about those performance bonds and so forth and alluding to some of the things that Sam Kennedy is saying on his show. And putting up performance bonds for prisoners when they go into prison. And these collateralized debt options that they're tying all this stuff together that I usually say doo-doo or caca, but I'm going to use Sherry Jackson. Boo-boo. They tie this big package of a couple of $100 million worth of boo-boo, and they sell it to a foreign investor. And it's not until later on down the line the foreign investor finds out just how much boo-boo he bought. Unlike the building blocks of the conventional economy, factories and firms, widgets and workers, stocks and bonds, these new financial arrangements are difficult to value, much less analyze. The money caught up in this web is now many times larger than the world's gross domestic product, and much of it exists outside the purview of regulators. Did you get that, guys? Outside the purview of regulators. They don't even know what they're buying anymore. Some of these new generation investments have been in the news, such as the securities implicated in the mortgage crisis that is still shaking the housing market. Others involving auto loans, credit card debt, and corporate debt are lurking in the shadows. And that reminds me, did you see the little snippet on about Countrywide? You know, they're pointing the finger at a few of these Countrywide employees now. So, oh, they've stolen billions of dollars. See, they got to have a fall guy here, okay? Otherwise, their entire nefarious scheme fails. Let me continue. The scale and complexity of these new investments means that they don't just defy traditional economic rules, they may change the rules. So much of the world's capital is now tied up in this shadow economy that the traditional tools for fixing an economic downturn, moves that have averted serious disasters in the recent past, may not work as expected. Now, in tell-all books, financial blogs, and small circulation newsletters, a handful of insiders have begun to sound the alarm, warning that governments and top bankers may simply no longer understand the financial system well enough to do anything about it. Central banks have only two tools, says boy, this is a good one to pronounce, Satyajit Das, author of Traders, Guns, and Money, Knowns and Unknowns in the Dazzling World of Derivatives, who has emerged as a voice of concern. They can cut interest rates or they can regulate banks, but these are very old-fashioned tools and are completely inadequate to the problems now confronting them. Since the last financial crisis that genuinely threatened the fabric of our society, the Great Depression, the United States has built a system of regulatory checks and balances that has, for the most part, worked. The system has worked because the new regulations enforced some semblance of transparency. Companies abide by an extensive set of rules and file information on their profits, their losses, and their assets. Now, obviously, there are limits to transparency. Without withholding some information from public view, it would be hard for companies to take advantage of opportunities in the marketplace. But the modicum of transparency can go a long way, enabling both regulators and investors to make informed decisions. The advantages of the system are many. The costs of even a single case of non-transparency, as with Enron, can be high. But when the mortgage crisis broke last summer, it opened a window on something else, the existence of a huge wilderness of investments in the financial sector that are nearly impossible to track or measure, and which operate out of the view of both investors and regulators. It emerged that investment banks, hedge funds, and other financial players had issued, bought, and sold hundreds of billions of dollars worth of esoteric securities, backed in part by other securities, which in turn were backed by payments on high-risk mortgages. Now, do you see where I'm going with this, folks? Do you see how I'm talking about, you know, these? I think that these performance bonds that Sam Kennedy's talking about, some of these nefarious little glitches, I think they're putting this stuff in there and selling those off as well. When borrowers begin defaulting on their loans, two things happen. One, banks, pension funds, and other institutional investors begin revealing that they owned huge quantities of these unusual new securities called collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs. The banks begin writing them off, causing the massive losses that have buffeted the country's best-known financial companies, like Bear Stearns and Countrywide, to name a couple. You know, me formerly being in the mortgage business, I can tell you that, you know, I went to do a loan, oh, what was it, 6 months ago, and half of the loan companies that I called were out of business or were no longer refinancing in the public domain. Wonder why. I'll continue. Without a market for these securities, brokers stopped wanting to issue risky mortgages to new home buyers, and home values began their plunge. In other words, a staggeringly complex financial instrument that most Americans had never heard of, and which many financial writers still don't fully understand, became in a matter of months the most important influence in home values in America. That's not how the economy is supposed to work, or at least that's not what they teach students in Economics 101. The reason this had been happening totally out of sight is not difficult to understand. Banks of all stripes chafe against the restraints that federal and state regulators place on their ability to make money. Now, by cleverly exploiting regulatory loopholes, investment banks created new types of high-risk investments that did not appear on their balance sheets. Safe from the prying eyes of regulators, they allowed banks to dodge the requirement that they keep a certain amount of money in reserve. These reserves are a crucial safety net, but also begin to seem like a drag to financiers, money that was just sitting on the sidelines. And that reminds me, it seems to me like I saw an article, and you have to forgive me, I've been out of touch for the most part all weekend, folks, but it seems to me like they're instituting a new law March of this year to do away with the reserves. A lot of financial innovation is designed to get around regulations, says Richard Silla, professor of economics and financial history at NYU's Stern School of Business. The goal is to make more money, and you can make more money if you don't have to keep capital to back up your investments. The hiding places for these financial instruments are called conduits. They go by various names. The SIV, or Structured Investment Vehicle, is one that's been in the news a great deal in the last few months. These conduits and the various esoteric investments they harbor constitute what Bill Gross, manager of the world's largest bond mutual fund, called a Frankenstein-levered body of shadow banks in his January newsletter. Our modern shadow banking system, Gross writes, craftily dodges the reserve requirements of traditional institution and promotes a chain letter, if you will, a pyramid scheme of leverage based in many cases on no reserve cushion whatsoever. The mortgage-driven securities that have been making headlines are but the tip of the much larger iceberg. Far larger categories of investment have sprung up. With just as much secrecy and even less clarity into who holds them and how much they are truly worth. Many of these began as conventional instruments of finance. For instance, derivatives. The broad category of investments whose value is somehow based on other assets, whether a stock, a commodity, a debt, or a currency, have been traded for more than a century as a form of insurance, helping stabilize otherwise volatile markets. But today, increasingly, a new generation of derivatives doesn't trade on markets at all. These so-called over-the-counter derivatives are highly customized agreements struck in private between two parties. No one else necessarily knows about such investments because they exist off the books and don't show up in the reports or balance sheets of the parties who signed them. As the derivatives business has grown more complex, it has also ballooned in scale. Broadly speaking, Das, the author of the leading textbook on derivatives and complex securities, estimates that investors worldwide hold more than $500 trillion worth of derivatives. This number now dwarfs the global gross domestic product, which tops out around $60 trillion. Essentially unregulated and all but invisible, over-the-counter derivatives comprise a huge web of bets touching every sector of the world economy. That entangles a massive amount of money. If they start to look shaky, or if investors need to start selling them to cover their losses, that value could vanish, with catastrophic results to the owner and unpredictable effects on financial markets. And I'm not just talking about a recession or depression here domestically. I'm talking about worldwide, because foreign investors are buying this, well, doo-doo, caca, boo-boo, pick your adjective, folks. Derivatives can ripple through the market and link players that might not otherwise be connected. With some types of new investments, that fusion takes place within the security itself. For instance, some financial instruments are built of two or more different types of assets, linking together sectors of the economy that aren't supposed to move in tandem. In the name of transferring risk and in the interest of creating an appealing new product to sell to aggressive investors seeking higher returns, a bank could create a CDO, for instance, that packaged subprime mortgages together with corporate bonds. An economist would expect those to move independently, but thanks to a large and unseen investment in such a linked package, problems with one could drive down the other. A bad apple can ruin the entire barrel of fruit. Again, it's not as though anyone necessarily knows the composition of these structured securities, nor do they know who has invested in them, thanks to the fact that they have not, until recently, counted as conventional assets subject to the normal rules of accounting. And because they don't trade on open markets, their values are essentially guesses calculated by computer algorithms. Can you imagine this, folks? I mean, they don't even have any. This has gotten so massive, so large, so convoluted that the bankers themselves don't know what's going on. I don't know about you. I'll stop here for a minute and tell you. You know, years ago I used to dabble in the stock market. And I had a particular broker that I used. Every time he ever recommended a stock to me and I bought it, it lost money. Every time that I would pick one, you know, because I was dealing in insurance or whatever and I knew about a particular company, it would make money. But at any rate, this guy used to always try to mesmerize me with his fancy talking. And I remember, and this is, 15 years ago, he was talking about hedge funds, derivatives, and so forth. And he was explaining it to me, you see. And of course, it all went over my head because I didn't have a clue at the time. I wasn't in the mortgage business. I didn't know anything about it. And even when I was in the mortgage business, I still didn't really know anything about it until I started listening to Bob Chapman, like you guys have. Now I understand what's going on. But when I look back at that point and I remember some of the things that this stockbroker told me, he didn't know what was going on either. He was just telling me a bunch of gobbledygook to make it sound good to sell me something. And that's what they do. All right, with that, let me continue. Das disparages much of this as a product of bankers creating complexity for the sake of complexity, trying to, here we go, wow their clients by investing more sophisticated seeming investments. Does that remind you of that stockbroker? Financial innovation is a magical catchphrase, he explains. It's very sophisticated and chi-chi. Is it chi-chi like as in cha-ching, I wonder? But no, that reminds me of exactly what that stockbroker used to do to me, and I lost thousands of dollars listening to that guy before I finally wised up. Anyway, we'll be back. I'll finish up this article. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. On top of the hour, we'll come up, and I will open the phone lines, and you can call in and talk about anything you want. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going through this article out of the Boston Globe, the Black Box Economy. And mean, there's so many similarities to things that have happened to me, and also what we've learned from Chapman. Let me continue with this. Investment now listen closely to this, folks. Because, again, this reminds me of that stockbroker I had about 15 years ago. Investment bankers want to make them more complex. They want to make these investments more complex so they won't be copied and so that their clients won't understand them. When they ask whether they're paying the right amount, they won't know. But when reality comes home to roost, things can get ugly pretty quickly. If an investor is forced to sell a CDO, the one-time price realized on the open market may bear no relationship to the theoretical value generated by a computer formula. That means that everyone holding CDOs can no longer sleep well at night. The same thing can happen to them. These risks are magnified, as they were during the stock bubble of the 1920s, by the fact that many of these assets are owned by investors who borrowed money, or leveraged it, if you will, to make the investments in the first place. When the market shock like the subprime crisis hits, it can send tremors through the system with incredible speed. If the contagion spreads, the conventional wisdom holds that the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world can step into the breach caused when consumers and investors start to lose their confidence. But what happens when all these complicated financial arrangements and instruments start to unravel? We're seeing the tip of the iceberg right now, and it's going to get worse, folks. The market for one product alone, the credit default swap, or CDS, dwarfs this country's economy. The Fed has an uphill battle, made harder by the fact that it is grappling to a large extent with unseen forces. Why do you think the plunge protection team is working overtime? I could just see him on that squirrel treadmill, just running as fast as they can. And look at what the market's doing. The volatility, the swaying back and forth. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall here. Now, in theory, additional regulation may help with this. The Financial Accounting Standards Board, which establishes corporate accounting procedures and guidelines, took a first step in that direction this past November, ordering investment banks and anyone else holding complicated securities to assign market values to so-called Level 3 assets, which is nothing more than a fancy name for assets for which there is no prevailing market price. This meant assigning a market value to all of these CDOs. Banks promptly began writing down tens of billions of dollars of assets, and their investors are still trying to sort through the results. It's still too early to tell whether or not the effort will work or whether the market prices that get reported are anything more than figments of in-house accountants' imaginations. For his part, Das is skeptical. It will help that people will know the poison they're drinking, he says. Whether it will help stabilize the system is another question. Well, Chapman will tell you, it's not going to stabilize the system, and the plunge protection team, with all of their efforts and, you know, all of their magnanimous procedures, have not been able to correct it, and it's still on a downward trend. Got a little bit more on this. I'm going to continue it, close this out right after the top of the hour. Phone lines will be open, folks. 800-313-9443. Give me a buzz with whatever's on your mind. Question, comment, story, I don't care. Again, we'll be back top of the hour, second hour coming up. Stick with us. And I'll keep paying.